thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone, for taking time out of your busy, busy schedules to tune in to Spiritual Emergency Training. This is Lynn, Misty Keeler, and a co-host, and Andrew, Andy Miller, and where we are bringing in the light, shining in the darkness, bringing in the light. Ah, so the darkness doesn't need to dwell. The evil, not dark, so much, you know, evil. Come on, there's some real evil out there going on, and we've really got this conscious. Finally, with internet, cell phones, and language apps, we have evolving consciousness systems that are needed. So it's time for new legislation, WPA, heart and soul based community services with a good basic guaranteed income with single payer and homes or apartments for all. Behavioral science, spiritual science research, noetic science, medical hypnosis, madinamerica.org, many, many other ascension, lightworker programs, psychology groups, spiritual groups, all prove that when anyone, red, yellow, black, or white, is angry or upset, their answers are within them. All humans have similar basic emotions and needs. We are all connected. You know, it's universal laws. We're all just energy, okay? And we have these different life lessons. Anyway, we're all connected and need to evolve from the old, limited, fearful, reactive ego mind programs and systems used to divide and conquer the masses by the elite. Heart and Soul Community Services for All will help stop the violence, abuse, pedophilia, mass drugging, mass incarceration, and warring by uniting humanity beyond race, religion, genders, and political divides in every community. HeartMath Institute, spiritual psychology, soul energetic, inner power, power within, answers within, mindfulness training, Waldorf school systems, Montessori, spiritual science, cinema, oh gosh, and HTP, healing touch practitioner programs, tantra sexuality training, and other jobs are imperative for evolving loving relationships along with more sports for aggressive youth. Not war, sports for aggressive youth. A massive new Green Deal infrastructure projects, and with these green civil services that are very much needed in every community worldwide. We have internet, cell phones, and language apps to talk to people, to help everyone awaken and be more responsible to find out who they really are and what are they doing in this lifetime and their God-given gifts. They're from the soul, the higher spiritual evolution of their gifts, the soul, God-given gifts that are, and how to connect with them to the new jobs and projects that they resonate with, that will get them excited and help them heal abusive addictions. And 99% of the mental health problems on this planet will be healed. We can transform the shopping malls and many churches to enlightenment, transformation, healing arts, jobs, creation centers that are open 24/7, where people can go for all kinds of healings, art, music, singing, dance, movement therapies, you name it. I mean, it's just so exciting. They are hungry and angry. I mean, I'm sorry, if they are angry or upset, if anyone's angry or upset in the community, hey, their answers are inside. They can go in to these new centers, transformation service centers, and find out what's really going on, you know, what's really going on. Learn how to become more psychic. Open the third eye and go, oh, okay, that's why that relationship is in my space. It kind of ties into Course of Miracles and Marianne Williamson, who's running for president, what her work entails, too. So, yeah, so then anyway, and then they can get help in person and or online with amazing programs and authors and other spiritually evolved programs that we now have available. We can co-create these new healing arts transformation mental health facilities for our evolving health and human services and social healer services that will use mass media focused, intentional advertising, new propaganda, really, paid propaganda for uniting all humanity and all militaries to unite and stand down together and go green and interstellar together. It's so time. So, yeah, it's time. Okay, and let's see, I can't see the rest of this. Okay, time for the churches, spiritual groups, green groups, caring activist groups, and peace groups. They're all online, okay, to unite. LinkedIn.com is a beautiful reference point for the new alternative healing modalities and wellness groups that are forming and what have you, with mass media support for our new WPA legislation for heart and soul community services that give everyone a good basic guaranteed income, and with a single payer for all in a home or apartment for all to become, be part of service and honor our USA Bill of Rights and our USA Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, that's in God within each person, heart and soul, their God-given gifts, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. For this will create real democracy in our USA and internationally. So what do you want to say to that? Did you have that Declaration of Independence there, Andy?
What do you mean?
I thought you were going to read it, the Declaration of Independence.
Well, I don't want to bore our audience with basically says we're all in it together. We're all against tyranny, and we have a right and a duty to stand up against tyranny.
And what would you call this political divide right now, where I keep hearing that the liberals are all evil, if you're liberal or progressive even, right, that you're evil, you're anti-Christian, you're anti-Semitic, you're into total open bores with no, you know, immigration reform. They don't list that. And then that we're just totally wide open to insanity. And we're, what else? Another really bizarre one. What was the other one that they're putting out there? I mean,
I have two ways to answer that. One way is whoever says that is a fascist pig. And the other way to answer that is, most people aren't interested in that kind of they're bad, we're good nonsense. Most people are busy with their lives. Labeling is done by a few people who feel they can identify their opponent and therefore convince people to act in their behalf. It's propaganda. I don't really think much of it.
So, but how do we go about countering it? What's your idea of how to use the internet and while we can before we get censored out or whatever, you know, to bring in, you know, the new information. A lot of people go, oh, we've got to have all this. You know, we have 883. I mean, I talked to military people. They didn't even know. We have 883 military bases, 177 countries. Of course, they're tied to the drug war projects. Programs, you know, which are tied to the penal industrial complex, which are tied to more guns, and drugs. So, you know, we've really become a nation of one nation under guns and drugs, you know, and war. I mean, we have to shift this. Come on.
Well, in my opinion, it's important to elect people in political office who are open-minded, who have values, and who will listen. And that means being involved in electoral politics, using your mind and your heart and being careful about who you listen to and doing your own research about ballot access and who's available to candidates in your area. So my first recommendation to people is to get involved in as much as voting. But when it comes time to voting, listen to everybody you can and educate yourself. And as you're reading and listening, ask yourself how much of this is real, how much of this is fake, designed to gain office. And then once we can elect people who have values and who will compromise, they will then act as a conduit for positive change.
Yeah, but what about move to amend? I mean, the money in politics right now, I've noticed they make it impossible. I've had several of my friends try to run for different offices, and the amount of time, energy, and money it takes to counter the pretty much, I would say. Oh, and the other thing, the projection of the conservatives saying that the liberals have all this media space is so, it's just such a projection. I mean, I can't tell you enough how hard it has been for some of my friends to counter and try to get that, you know, your that website, the tracker subsidies, right, and get to the state treasury departments, online state treasury departments, and find out how much money is coming into the state, our federal government subsidies, how they're spent locally and globally. And, you know, all these people going, oh, we need less government. Well, then why are they putting more money into war? I mean, how do you get 883 military bases? And go to nuclearplanet.com, everyone, nuclearplanet.com. In 177 countries, up the military budget and then say, oh, but we need less government. What? I mean, like, now, who's doing your math? You know, our government subsidies, it's our government taxes. I don't think people get that part, you know? Does that make sense? Can you explain that to people more?
I would say...
Citizens United.
I would say that we do need to remove money from politics, but in order to do that, we also need to work on placing people in there who will assist us with that. It's a both-and game. We can't wait till the day may come when things like Citizens United are reversed. As for the counter-messaging, I think that counter-programming is possible, but also explaining to my friends who may or may not agree with my politics that we have a lot more in common and that you're being played by your political messenger. Every time someone comes up with a slogan about someone other than you being bad or the enemy, they're purposely trying to make you afraid and to convince you that they're going to save you. So my advice to everyone is don't be dumb. Don't be fooled. Don't be played. You'll know, if you think about it, you'll know what's right. And whenever you're told to act or feel or be or say a certain thing, ask yourself, who's the person who's telling me this, and what is in it for them? Why are they saying this? You're going to find most of the time they're trying to manipulate you. And with whatever part of the political spectrum you're on, about half the political people that I see are trying, at least to some extent, to manipulate the way you think and the way you approach life. And don't let them do that.
Well, and the way they're able to, we'll take two things. Citizens United, how about that's what divided the citizens, you know, and then removing the Glass-Steagall Act, and then this, you know, Wall Street quantum easing fractional banking system that just totally supports. I mean, we can't even tax Wall Street. Why can't we tax Wall Street transactions? Who's that really going to hurt? I mean, and $300 billion per year for more fossil fuel development projects? I mean, destroying our water? Our water. A lot of people go, oh, it's just, we'll just carbon tax them. No. The water, and they don't even mention 590 chemicals used in the fracking. I mean, it's like, what is 165,000 leaking pipes already, and they're not taking care of the pollution? Oh, but that's our government subsidies. That's our money. That could all go green. You know, and I talked to one of the pipeline people, and they're like, well, I'm a pipeline, you know, person. I said, well, why don't you take and repair the pipelines and put in biophotonic water systems? It's only money, you know. Go green. You know, we need, I just, it's just appalling. And then trying to
Lynn,
get back.
If you're going to try, if you're going to try and convince people who've been trained for six decades to think a certain way, it's going to be difficult. The issue with energy is the issue of energy is going to take care of itself. As a hard fact, now renewable energy provides, I don't know the stats, many, many more jobs than fossil fuels, and is the up-and-coming fuel source for the world. And so on that particular account, it will take care of itself. There's nothing you have to be concerned about. The propaganda that supports an outmoded and dangerous industry is taking care of itself. And that, that's tackled. The energy systems are kind of a done deal. It's turned out now that it's more profitable to invest in
renewable energy.
It's more profitable. It's more profitable to invest more profitable to invest in renewable energy now, and that means big money that runs the world is now investing in renewable energy, and that's the bottom line for that.
I know, but that again, I just want to while we're talking about this, why the what we're doing is to get more information about the possibilities of what we can create with the money systems by shifting them, the subsidies, government subsidies and projects and programs. So the other thing is the subsidies, okay, the Tracker Subsidies Group, and then OpenTheBooks2.com. But anyway, we're trying to figure out, like, where the money's going, why it's going that direction, right? But I was trying to get local people and other people to share renewable energy documentary. You know, I mean, it's like, come on. That would be able to shift it so fast. It's okay, let's jump to healthcare. Fix It, Health at the Tipping Point by Unfinished Business. Single payer, single page. And I just found out that this other bill that I just thought, you know, was going to be lucrative or be very helpful, and it's not even close. It actually can make it illegal for a lot of what I'm trying to create as new jobs. So it's like totally sideswiped again.
I mean, I'm going to give you a piece of advice.
Fix It, everyone. Fix It, Health at the Tipping Point by Unfinished Business, and get it through to the Alliance of Mayors, and get it through to our U.S., get it through to the new business development, SBDs, right? Small Business Development Association at colleges and what have you. Run it. I mean, it's really, really important. Go ahead.
Lynn, this thing you heard about your bill, you need to read the actual bill. Don't believe everything you're told.
Yeah, but they have a counter one that would actually help the people be able to have the National Health Freedom Association put out. I'm like, oh, geez. You know, they have this other one that actually will help encourage the creation. But, again, I mean, how many people why can't we have these, healing arts, put them through the healing art form, have disclaimers. But for the prevention intervention and all the transformational coaches out there and services, enlightenment programs, soul workers, you know, soul therapists and what have you, and Heart Math Institute studies, why can't they be paid? What are they doing that's so bad that they can't be paid, have a place to live, and create these new, you know, enlightenment centers? You know, we have all these military bases we did. Why can't we have these? I don't get it. Evolving consciousness centers, enlightenment centers.
The people who are currently in control of financial power have no interest in funding those things.
Oh, not only not funding, a lot of them.
So historically, there are only two paths to change, and one is revolution, and the other is political change. Revolution revolution is a big risk in that it disrupts society, and oftentimes the void is filled. Once the power is revolted against, the void is filled by something worse. So I don't recommend revolution. Although there are quiet, nonviolent forms of revolution that can have an effect, I don't advocate for sudden revolt. As for changing our political leadership and our power leadership, that's what I advocate for.
Yeah, the truth is, though, too, that right now, that's why it's so important to get all these different. Like I said, why can't we have you know, people aren't understanding the importance of this new legislation for a new work, WPA, at Heart and Soul. These are evolving consciousness centers and jobs and outreach programs for people to do no harm and actually help and heal one another, help them get their answers within, go beyond race, religion, and gender immediately. You know, I mean, that's it, and political divides at each person's heart and soul. You know, in every community. I mean, why can't they get it? And it helps heal the addiction problems. The violence stops within. I mean, you go to Heart and Soul Studies, the anger, the violence can be stopped individually and collectively. And I don't know why they can't get that.
They can't get basic funding for jobs and food. What makes you think you can get funding for healing centers?
Well, because if you go through the government subsidies and you go through the audit the military-industrial complex and you just see how much money, too, was given to 16 more nuclear weapon sites, and you go through the audit that the Pentagon, the military-industrial complex, there's plenty of money. In fact, one guy called in to Tom Hartman. It was really cool. He said, well, 10% even of the just even 10% of the friggin' military-industrial complex would give everyone $40,000 a year, okay? And they aren't getting it. You know, the more they proliferate the thought forms of war, the more they're going to have more violence and then more gun sales and more drug use, and they're just perpetuating the violence and the drugs and the warring thought forms. And what we think about, we help bring about. So you can't just
and there's a certain percent, and there's
you
a
have
certain
to transform
percentage, and there's a certain percent, Lynn. There's a certain percentage of political leadership that either overtly or tacitly wants that. And so, in order to change all that, you have to place people in power who don't want that.
Yes, and that's Bernie Sanders. Let's talk about it. Oh, that was the other one that the conservatives so pissed off with. And a lot of people, you know, it's like, oh, God, socialism. We'll never, and Trump, no, we'll never have socialism. Ah, how many, didn't you list from Daily KOS 75 ways in which socialism has actually advanced our USA, how good it has been? You know, we need improvements individually and collectively, fine. But anyway, socialism. Jesus was a socialist. You know, there's 100 Bible verses about loving your enemy.
My opinion, I'm no longer going to use that word.
I know.
I think I personally believe that that word gives energy to be attacked. So I'm going to say, I'm for a better, fairer capitalism.
Right.
And I wish that certain of the Democratic political candidates would stop using that word and just focus on their programs. Most people in America want a decent job at a decent wage. They want affordable, high-quality health care. They don't want to be forced into it, but they want that available. And they want to live basically a clean and safe life. I guarantee you most Americans want that. And you get into wordsmithing where, right or left, they both do it. I heard Pete, the mayor, do it this morning. He sounded a little bit of that, we're going to win, we're going to this. And I understand the need to cheerlead, but this is no longer the time to cheerlead. This is the time for action.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And it's just, you know, like I was trying to tell some other people, I said, you know, it's just wild that when you figure out that the answers are within, that we set up these new job creation, Enlightenment Center programs and training, you know, these are light workers' armies, really, or inner peace police training, really. And it's like, hey, you know, if no one, when we get everyone more interested in being part of communities at their own heart and soul, real freedom and justice, you know, resonance level of excitement of being able to grow their God-given enlightenment, you know, higher self gifts and interdimensionality. Oh, it's just so exciting, right? And so when you get people to focus on that, you know, you start to transform the thoughts away from the other projects and programs. And, it's just like they don't understand that if no one wakes up in the morning, nobody, you know, on the planet, you know, even 90% or 80 even, maybe it's only half even right now, but wake up not even considering or even thinking about war, there is none. You know, if you can change everyone's thoughts and individually and collectively to
We don't change everyone's thoughts. They come to it of their own volition.
That's not
we
their
don't
own.
We force people
propaganda.
A certain way. We don't force anything. That's the problem is one of force, okay? Why you have war is because people have historically resolved conflict by physical force. That's all they know. There are other kinds of force. There are different kinds of natural force, which in my opinion are a better choice, but nobody elected me emperor. So what you're fighting is years of anthropology of how to resolve conflict. Conflict is going to happen. It's inherent to what we do. Our kids are not taught how to resolve conflict. They're not taught how to esteem themselves. They're not taught critical thinking. They're not taught civics. They're taught
They are. That's what's so beautiful.
Not generically.
There's
not
a lot
in Alabama.
There's a lot of those programs happening, but we don't hear about them. No one's focused on them, and they want to keep us in this lack and poverty consciousness, and which causes stress, which causes disease, and disease of the energetic system. And, you know, I mean, and these two-party systems, I mean, that are running the overall media right now, propaganda. I mean, why are we the people allowing it? I mean, when we can use like bbsradio.com and all the people there, Law of Attraction, we're trying to bring in new thought form systems that people think about
I can answer all of your questions about why. I can answer every one of your questions about why. What I'm working on is what to do about it.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, George Washington spoke out against the concept of political parties. That was never a part of our founding of our nation. That came later. And several people warned about it. They didn't advise. They advised against political parties. You won't find it anywhere. Declaration or Constitution. There's nothing about political party. That was something special interests made up.
Other thing that wakes up people as far as this planet goes is a Trillionaires Club documentary, the history of the proliferation of the profiteers of war. So, and we didn't have internet and cell phones. Like now, you know, the little children are like, hey, my mom has been to Europe or Africa or, you know, wherever, and we have friends there. Now, why are we going in or Venezuela, Peru, you know, Brazil, all over the world, different, you know, because of internet.
You saw that recently with, a nine-year-old girl, was it American or Swedish, and said, why are they bombing my friends?
Yeah, right on, I know. You know, how Christian is that? You know, and whyislam.org. I mean,
Since you mentioned religion, I'm going to tell you something. You say that spiritual emergency training has been focused on the personal spiritual emergency.
Yes.
But in reality, the biggest spiritual emergency, in my opinion, we have in this world is people of any religious belief. They come in essentially two flavors, although there's a continuum between. There are those whose relationship with their God is one where they're free thinking and questioning and challenging, and one whose relationship with God is they're told to be quiet and listen to what God says through a particular book or through a particular speaker. And it's those people who are told to think, told from others what to think, they're not relying on that internal voice. Those of any belief set, for instance, my relationship with God is we're cool. I mean, my God wants me to think and applauds me. That's why I was given a brain and free will. That was the whole point. So in my religion, in my personal religious belief, I'm good to go. And if my God has a problem with me, believe me, my God knows how to get a hold of me. It's not a problem. It's not like they have to worry about a long-distance bill or anything.
So you grew up Jewish. So that is that? Would you
theoretically?
Say,
theoretically, I grew up Jewish, but my parents railed against. In fact, one of my rabbis was a bit authoritarian, and my mother confronted him when I was younger, right in the temple. Because my parents wanted me to think for myself. And that part of the Jewish religion wanted you to think. The Bible says this, so you've got to do exactly this, exactly the way it says. And that's not the way I was raised.
Awesome. So that's why you really gravitate with Rabbi Lerner and Tikkun.
And I am appalled at what people do in the name of Judaism in the Middle East. I'm appalled that some people have the nerve to equate that with Judaism. It just disgusts me.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I love the Jewish Voice for Peace.org, everyone. They're really a critical group to help unite the situation in Israel and in
Christian Church is a lot that way, too. The Christian Church has their set of refugees from dogma, but they also have a few blind followers. The Christian church are using their own legitimate concerns about how they're being threatened in the Middle East. They're using those legitimate concerns as propaganda to try and rally people to the side of the church that's more authoritarian. And
absolutely. No, I know. Yeah, absolutely. And I, again, you know, if the Baha'is and the Muslims and I call them the real ones, you know, that really are coming from more of a spiritual evolutionary consciousness and are devoted, like the real Muslims, whyislam.org. I mean, look it up. I mean, they pray.
As I understand it, the Baha'is are focused on...
They don't believe in any violence.
Aren't the Baha'is focused on... Aren't the Baha'is focused on improving your looking inside you and improving you? Aren't they focused on the message
Abdul
within?
Baha'i, yeah. And, you know, we've got the Spiritualist National Union groups. We have, a Global New Thought Ministries, A, capital A, capital G, capital N, capital T.org, just gave a beautiful eulogy for Barbara Marx Hubbard. Oh, God. Anyway, they're working with the World Parliament of Religions, you know, that we can really develop the evolving consciousness. And Gaia.com, evolving consciousness, unity, you know, and unity churches, of course, and new churches. And, you know, come on, the spiritual groups and need to bring in the new legislation. They understand the Quakers, you know. You know, they wrote the legislation to abolish slavery and for women's right to vote. So come on. Let's get the legislation on the move and get it advertised and marketed and get it out there, you know. The Hindus can step in and of course, all the Buddhist monks, the monks, the inner voice, and thinking of this, to unite them, I just came up with remembering that people were asking what book Julian Assange had in his hand when he was arrested. He was trying to get to show the title of it, and I guess it was the Free Thought Project. I don't know how many people have paid attention to it, but that group, but wow, what a statement that is. Whoa, we're trying to get that out there, the Free Thought Project. Yeah.
I've listened to Mr. Assange, and I've listened to the editor of WikiLeaks, and in particular, the editor of WikiLeaks bothers me. He seems to be a person who talks faster than you can understand as a technique, and he seems not to want to answer direct questions and would prefer to sidestep them and speak to what he wants to speak to. And I have found when leaders do that, I am concerned about their motives.
Is it the motive or their ignorance? Remember Jesus
said... I would say that's for everybody to judge.
Forgiveness.
That's for everybody to judge by themselves. But my point is, when you hear someone speak or you look at what they wrote, evaluate it. Ask yourself, what are they saying? Do they have a motive? What is their motive? Don't just take it for granted. Even what I'm saying, don't assume what I'm saying is gospel. Question me. Think about what I'm saying. Do your own research. Look within. Think about it. If you're with it, okay. And if not, okay too. But, you know, make your own decision. Don't just swallow it because someone said it.
Yeah. What about, that's what I really like about Dane Wigington. He's got geoengineeringwatch.org. And I kept thinking, you know, I kept going, well, you know, when the chemtrails stop, then we're actually on the move of enlightenment, of the new green inner, you know, interconnected green peace and enlightenment and all these new technological renewable energy projects and love, you know, loving one another, charter for compassion. Oh, you like games, everyone out there? There's Charter for Compassion games, too, happening. I mean, there's so many cool things going on, you know, really, truly. I mean, I just saw a little snippet of these new... And I know people out there are probably weird with this name, but anyway, Chelsea Clinton at this, it was a laundromat. It's just fantastic. I want to go to the laundromat, that laundromat. I mean, talk about, and the way they took time with the kids, it's for kids' time, book time and play. Wow. talk about a new, you have to see it to even, I mean, some of the stuff that really is starting to happen out there, because people are waking up and they know that we have to come into, you know, new resonance and higher, you know, evolving consciousness and these new development, job creation and programs in throughout the community. It's just, it's incredible. Like Edible Landscaping Crews, Green Civil Services with Vertical, you know, Vertical Gardens, Smart Float Farms, you know, and solar greenhouses everywhere. You know, again, you're going to grow all the things that help prevent MMR. You're going to grow all these different, I mean, you look online, see online now, it's like, okay, there's natural healing for bacterial infections, natural healing for, what's the other one? Oh, viral. Okay, so there's natural healing for them because Big Pharma, you know, willow is aspirin, so the willow tree bark. So all these, basic, you know, Big Pharma is fine for crisis intervention, you know. But we need to get out of this crisis of everyday life and stop perpetuating what can be a whole new program of job creation that grows the green foods. You know, all these people say, oh, you know, meat or whatever. And, you know, I'm not going there. But, you know, I like my leather boots. And anyway, I used to hunt, you know, in Canada. I lived out in the bush at 117 miles by dirt in Canada. Anyway, so I'm not, you know, I've hunted, and I'm not, you know, I'm just not going to go there with any of that. But we do need to transform. We need to start integrating these new green civil services where we have all these new, you know, oh, and we're going to have, you know, desalinization projects and programs, too, pretty soon everywhere along the coast, it looks like. You know, those would be good. And then the biophotonic water systems, you know, and then all the renewable energy documentaries, and then the recycling Sweden, and that new bank. Have you heard about that bank? The it's called New Resource Bank. It's awesome. They're doing all kinds of banking systems because they're valuing the oceans and working to pay people for all these new types of recycling projects and programs. So, you know, and Aspiration Bank. Have you seen much more about that, Andy?
Not recently, but aspiration.com, I think it is, or aspirationbank.com, focuses on responsible choices and responsible money.
Yeah.
They have an index when you use their credit card. They have an index that'll tell you how socially responsible the company is that you're charging your money to.
Wow.
Kind of neat.
Wow. That's awesome. Whoa, I like that. Whoa. There's so much good. The peacealliance.org is really beautiful. And like I said, the Edible Landscaping Crews with community gardens, with, you know, mass media propaganda. And people need to know that, you know, it's just new legislation. That's how important the government is. And people are so turned off or pissed off or afraid, you know, that they're getting listed. Like, even me, I'm like, oh, geez, I'm getting listed as some, you know, whacked out liberal. Oh, no. You know, like, wait a minute.
There's safety in numbers. If 50 million people are listed, I assure you, there's safety in numbers.
That's how many are listed?
No, but I'm just saying, If you don't take any action because you're afraid of being listed, nothing will ever change, and it'll just get worse. What you're afraid of.
Yeah, we want to go out of the fear into what we can manifest, right? And, you know, they're just keep pushing for these citizen soldiers, you know, that they're, and I don't want them. Somebody mentioned getting rid of the Patriot Act because I've got, you know, there's people that are at the colleges that are tempting or putting out the propaganda as such right-left, horrendous, nasty, nasty information that they're causing this divide to deepen and deepen and get more and more people to start a civil war, really, and have more gun violence everywhere. I mean, really, I mean, it's like, what are we doing? And to see, and they're trying to see, who's going to be loyal to the Fuhrer or the tyrants, you know, to make them richer? What? I mean, my Army-Navy and Marine Brothers died penniless. You know, what are we doing? You know, we've really got to look at this. You know, and people, you know, like I said, start Googling. Why aren't they showing more pictures of all the bombing and devastation worldwide? Google it. You know, why are we paying for it? That's our government. It's our government money. It's the people's money. Doesn't even make sense, does it?
Just be careful who you pay attention to. Be careful what messages you read. Ask yourself where they're coming from and why you're seeing them.
Are there any? Do you think Alternet, or is that a good, you know, usually a good group, or is it being sideswiped? Or and what about
Snoop? I'm not going to make a recommendation, because what I think doesn't count. It matters what everyone thinks. It matters what each person thinks. I'm not going to say one thing is. If I say one thing is good or one thing is bad, then listeners will choose to oppose me or to go with me based on their opinion of me. And their opinion of me is not important. What's important is people go online, look at the. It's pretty easy to find available sources. If not, ask online. Ask your friends. And you will find what you seek. You will.
And if you end up at a place
that you think just wants your ears for their own advertising or their own agenda, go somewhere else. Don't trust them. Don't trust everything. This is the Wild West.
Trust but verify, maybe. Verify. Okay, the other thing is, like I said, geoengineeringwatch.org, this Dane Wigington, right? He says the same thing. Just go, you know, all the scientists here, we've got, you know, ex-military flyers, and we've got, you know, commercial airline, you know, people here trying to get the information out, blah, blah, blah. And he said, just look it up yourself. You know, here's the information.
Ask, when you come across a piece of information, ask yourself who's writing it and what's their motive. And when you come across a website or a forum or a chat or a video conference, ask yourself, are these people about the subject at hand, or are they more about their own little fiefdom and encouraging you to belong to their little clutch because they want something from you? Ask yourself those questions, and then you'll be able to decide what's worth it. If you join a group or a chat or a conference, and it seems like they just want another person to feed into the sausage grinder so they don't have to take responsibility, run away, go somewhere else. If you go to a place where people are disseminating information that interests you or techniques that help what you think is important, then stick with them, and you'll know.
Mm.
Just keep your eyes open, your mind open.
Yes, and what else we're up against, like I said, we really are up against is the proliferation of violence, okay, through Hollywood. You know, it's just like nonstop, and people don't understand that they tried to put out a program before my mom died. So it was around 2008-ish. And I want to reiterate this, that celebrities win their stripes. And in that programming where celebrities win their stripes, the logo, using our celebrities to get the kids to think war is fun. The logo was war is fun. Under our name, we reap what we sow. Why are we allowing our USA to put out this kind of crap? I mean, what? Fun for who? Oh, it's just, it's insanity. It's satanic.
See,
that is-
I believe everybody has an agenda, and some of those agendas serve the common good. And some of them are self-serving, and some of them are productive, and some of them are destructive.
You're
going to have to evaluate it for yourself. And every human being has an agenda, and they're not all bad.
Oh, no,
so
I know.
So my advice is keep an open mind and an open heart, listen carefully, give when it makes sense of yourself, and keep a second set of eyes and watch your back.
But what about the robotic warfare funds? Robotic warfare. Those focused intentions are so grotesque, they can be chipped. And the transhuman super soldiers that can now take over 3 drones at one time, and they're chipped. These are our soldiers that have already been mind controlled through so much damage. Now they're brain chipping them, and they're so proud. These are sick people. They're proud that they can bomb, take over computer-wise, take over 3 bombing drones at one time, or 3 fighter pilot jets. I mean, what are we playing with?
If I can play devil's advocate for a minute, go ahead. If you're for love, why are you talking so dismally?
Because if people, our churches, the churches, the real Christians, don't step up for the legislation and bring in, you know, the real paradigm of where we go beyond race, religion, and genders, and this political divide, we're not going to make it. This planet.
Okay,
you know, they
if
have
you could right
base,
now,
they don't care.
If you could right now send a message to churches in order to convince them to step up, what would you say?
I would say churches are responsible to help heal these social injustice issues. And they need to take into account they are responsible and can. The churches are absolutely, and the spiritual groups can all come together because it's, you know, really basically the same propaganda for the legislation that will unite race, religions, you know, spiritual groups, genders, and political divides. We need the legislation for the heart and soul-based community services,
and
a
so
new age.
What would you say to the churches if they ask you back, how can we and why should we, what would you say?
How can we? The electoral offices in every community have the manuals for writing the legislation. We cannot wait for the current legislators to do this for us. Maybe some that are working with the Friends Committee on National Legislation, but the electoral, this is where the political science groups should be helping this happen too, that are affiliated with any kind of churches, that we really need them to get to the electoral office and write the legislation for.
Well, how will you keep churches from writing legislation that mandates we all believe in exactly what they believe in and do the same traditions that they do? I mean, if you have a particular church that requires you to pray a certain way X times a day, why won't they write legislation for that?
Oh, that's where the church and state, you know, separation does mm-hmm. come into account, okay? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm just saying that, you know, there is a church and state separation, but they have to realize faithinaction.org is taking on. The churches need to know this. They don't know this. Most people that go to the churches don't know that they can actually, they're supposed to take on civil liberties and, you know, freedom and justice and the social injustice issues. They're supposed to deal with them, you know. But they've been doing it under their dogma and been paid to proliferate these other systems. They don't even know it. But they can actually take on any issues, but they cannot take on a specific candidate
My point is, why should a church devote its resources that it has to pay its salaries, that it has to support its funding, its buildings, why should they take their limited other resources and put them toward social change? Why should they?
Because they say that they are, what would I say?
Now
you're
getting to it. Because they say that. Because they say that
they will be called the children of God. How about that one? And the 100 Bible verses about loving your enemy.
The answer that I was looking for was
7 times 70. Come on.
The answer I was looking for is because I believe that all major religions serve a belief set that mandates that their God orders it, that mandates it, that's a basic tenet of their religion to do social good. And by not doing so, they end up being nothing but hypocritical shells or small corporations designed to gather members' donations and just proliferate their organization and forget about being a church. In order to be a church, it means that you serve the congregation, and thereby you serve the congregation's social justice and civil social needs. That'd be my answer.
Yeah, but at the same time, most of the people don't realize that the churches, they're afraid. They're afraid to speak up to the evil that's really happening, and they need
because
to get over
they're
it.
They're afraid to speak up because they're not listening to the voice within. They're listening to an external voice.
Well, it's the money. They're afraid of losing their 501c3, okay? Get it out there. It's the money again, okay? It is.
Well, the typical congregation member doesn't give a crap.
Listen,
the typical congregation member doesn't give a crap about the tax deduction. They're just told to follow what their leader says to do. It's a big game to follow the leader.
Exactly. And that's why once the churches, you know, get more responsible and come together more, they will stop the real evil.
Okay, it's time for today's sloganeering watch. I have a new slogan for you today.
Okay.
Instead of following the leader, lead the followers. That's today one of today's slogans. Slogans work. And the human body has both a right and a left, and they both work well together.
I like that. Thank you. Yes.
All this crap about right and left.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I know.
We're so busy worried about right and left, we forgot about right and wrong.
Oh, kidding. You know, the integrity, honesty, that why the soul work is so important, the heart and soul base, these new heart and soul base, I call them, you know, community service enlightenment project program centers, and getting people to know that their answers are inside of them, be able to go there, and churches help that happen, build the safe parks, you know, in these new community transformation, enlightenment, healing arts centers are critical. They're really good. The jobs where people can go, you know, and have a joyful, exciting, you know, I mean, multidimensional, you know, program.
Here's one for
you. Openings to, yeah, you know, we
have
really
you stopped
need
to consider that.
That.
Have you stopped to consider that democracy requires everyone having their voice heard, and in order for that to happen, you have to have a voice? If you relinquish your voice,
and the churches aren't using
it. You relinquish democracy.
Yeah, you know how many, like I talked to some other churches, and they're like, oh, we church and state separation, we can't do that. And I'm like, yes, you can. You don't get it. You've been duped again. You can take on any social issue and get the legislation and move it. Any issue that has to do with human rights, you know? I mean, you know, and one nation under God, right? I mean, you can deal with any of these social justice issues. You get to write the legislation. You get to do, you're supposed to, but you can't.
I would actually prefer one nation under God concept, but they didn't ask me, so, you know, what can I do?
Okay, we just have a few more minutes. And I wanted to say, it's the only thing the 501c3s cannot do. These are other 501c3 too. Like, there's 22,000 that right now in Oregon, or maybe over now, it's a couple years ago, that could actually, all the 501c3s, they're allowed to get involved in social, you know, charity. I mean, that's what they're right. That's what they're about. So these are the new jobs that people volunteer for, not for more war training. They volunteer for these new, you know, community outreach services. And with single payer, they can trip around to all different ones, you know, or, you know, just do no harm to others and start their new cooperatives, start, you know, love, building the love, peace, harmony, energetics, individually and collectively. So these are all out there, but they don't understand the legislation, how it's needed so that they can get these new business apprentice programs too. And so the businesses don't even have to pay for people that go, that actually have a desire, that they want to go learn something, but they can't pay for school. Come on. It's just like, wake it up. Let's get a move on. And they can actually get the churches and what have you have to realize it's only a political person or a political party or person. They cannot go after. Go ahead.
2 minutes left, huh? Well,
yeah.
I would say to people, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything you hear. Trust your own instincts. Listen inside, and you'll find your way.
Yeah, and get involved with humanitiesteam.org, theshiftnetwork.com.
Oh, and by the way, if your life is complicated and you feel like you can't do much, just do a little bit. Every month, sign a petition, call a representative. Just do a little bit. If 100 million people do a little bit, you'd be amazed what can happen.
Okay, and BBS Radio, everyone, bbsradio.com. There's so many groups and so many panels and just so many enlightened, beautiful law of attraction, evolving, human, enlightened programmers and people that are here to assist in this ascension transformation projects and programs on the planet. And really interesting now, you get a feeling you want to kind of reach out. You might just try this number, this phone number, okay? And tell your friends, you know, just feel it out. And it's 641-793-0771. You want, and you just click into BBS Radio, see what's happening, who's on, why were you taught or told to maybe, you know, check into that program at that time or whatever. But anyway, share that, please. Thank you so much. And charterforcompassion.org, thepeacealliance.org, there's just so many beautiful projects and programs. Get with the AFT, the nurses, all the different groups out there that are here to unite and help bring in the planet of enlightenment, peace, and green. But we need each person at their heart and their own soul level to come into fruition and come into their true being. So thank you so much for this time. Much love to everyone. Love, light, peace, and joy. Let's build harmony. Open care, musical instruments, or art supplies. Come on, let's build a harmony and new cooperatives and new interconnected cities of enlightenment, peace, green projects, and programs. And the money's there. It just has to be kind of reallocated out. So blessings, everyone, with legislation to keep us together. No more massive divisions. Much love. And we'll go out with Patti Becker's song to shine your light, everyone. Learn how to use your inner light of God, your direct contact with Source, the inner light, your soul energies. They're all-knowing. They're all-powerful. And they have omnipresent Holy Spirit. You're never alone. And they can help guide you on your journey. And that's actually where Jesus dwells, too, in that Holy Spirit realm. So, and many other beautiful ascended, Star brothers and sisters that are here to help us bring in the planet of enlightenment, peace, green projects. So shine your light, everyone. Patti Becker's song. Remember, you're supposed to be connected to Source, your soul, mind, body, soul, 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 mind, body, soul. All right. Thanks, everyone. Back in 2 weeks.
My God stands beside me in everything I do. My God lives inside me and loves me through and through. And if the whole world knew how much God loves them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine for the peace that never fades with time. We would walk with our brothers. We would walk with the divine. We could start right now if we're not afraid to shine. In every act of kindness and in every teardrop too. And if the whole world knew that God surrounds them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine for the peace that never fades. If the whole world knew that same power that flows through you. What a different world this could be. We would shine. Right.